We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, OKC played him best. OKC got it real bad there, though. Real bad. They blew a 3-1 lead and then lost Kevin Durant as a result. You can make the case that the team with the best winning percentage against the Warriors in the playoffs took it worse than anybody else. And then, oh, by the way, there's a team like Portland. Lillard and McCollum are a good backcourt. They're 1-12 against the Warriors in the playoffs during this playoff run.
1-12 is probably the one that stands out the most, because you look at these games in this series and Portland led by 17, 17, and 18. If you would have told Portland before the series, you're going to lead by more than 17 points in three of the four games, how do you think you'll be sitting after four games? And if you're a Blazers fan, you probably think we'll be 2-2 going back to Oakland, yet you lose all four of those games. So for Portland, it's a little bit of bad luck not having Nurkic, but it's also credit to Golden State for understanding what it takes to win not only a championship, but win these games when you're down by nearly 20 points.
Portland still has its two guys. I think it's OKC too, because OKC no longer has those guys. Kevin Durant is no longer there. Here's a guy that you looked at a franchise that you thought that he would be that face of that franchise. You thought that this guy wouldn't go anywhere. He was Oklahoma. He was OKC. Hellman Westbrook couldn't get it done. So I think when you look at a franchise that lost it, that really is the worst, you would see, because that one, at least Portland has a chance still to get it right. They're still trying. OKC, this group of collective talent that they had will never be back together. So, yeah, Portland has gotten motorboated, only winning one. It's just crazy, and it's just amazing what this Warrior team has been able to accomplish. This core four, these, you know, Iguodala and KD, and I mean not KD, but Iguodala and Steph and Clay, what they've really been able to do over this time. They were been the nucleus that just stayed consistent. This is Warrior fans are getting to watch greatness. They're getting to see something that's so rare. You talk about it, Joe. You talked about it, Dibs. This doesn't come around. There's a lot of franchises that wished that they could get this to make this thing happen. This team has been in every single championship. We could be and it was possible, and they should have, if you talked about it, the teabagging and stuff. They could have four already. They could already had back to back to back to back. That's how good this team is. It hasn't like they've been dominating that finals. This team is unfreaking believable what we're seeing.
Look at Houston in the mix. As you read off the record the Warriors have posted against all of their postseason foes over the last 5 years, Houston, 16-7. Houston's given them a great run, but Houston's been reduced to what? The Red Keep? Look at them right now. Look at them right now. They can sit there, and Daryl Morey sends this tweet out. He disregards the first two playoff series of the run, and he puts up the records on Twitter and says, oh, look at everyone else and look at us. Look at you. You're 7-16 against them over the last 5 years. You blew a 3-1 series lead and for a year made the excuse that if Chris Paul hadn't gotten hurt, you would have won that series. Then not only did you have an opportunity to atone and make amends, you caught the break of all breaks. Kevin Durant went down in a 2-2 series that you were trailing 2-0. You had a chance to steal game 5 on the road, come home and win it in game 6. You wilted in game 5 and then quit in game 6. No one takes you seriously anymore. Do you think anyone's going to talk about the Rockets heading in the next year's preseason? Well, who are the big threats in the West? Well, there's Houston. You know what the counter is to that? Yeah, right. Houston. Yeah, right. What are they going
to
do?
Well, you got nothing else to throw out in the West. You're not going to say Portland, because you mentioned, what, 12-1 against Portland in the playoffs?
12-1.
You can't mention Denver, because they haven't been able to advance it to the conference finals. You can mention the Clippers as a team, but honestly, they didn't pose a huge threat. Golden State blew a 31-point lead in order to make that a series. So as you're grasping for straws in the West, who are you going to go to? You certainly aren't going to go down to the purple and gold tire fire.
I don't know. The Lakers could get it right.
I got to tell you, they're ready to bounce back.
It can't get much lower after what happened on First Take yesterday.
You mean to tell me the owner of the Rockets put out there, so look at
GM.
The GM. Yeah.
Tell me if that's not a reach. If you have to say, well, look at what we did compared to
he sent a tweet out. This was like last week, Daryl Morey. Yeah. And the tweet was kind of what I just did. It was all the teams and their records against the Warriors in the playoffs. But he only did the last 2 years. and he talked about how they had gotten 5 wins. You know, we're 5-8 while everyone else is 0-4 or 1-4 or 2-4, like getting crushed by him. And you look at this and it's like, well, what about years 1-2
right,
where they took you out in 5 both times? Like, you are 7-16 against them for the run. You blew a 3-1 lead. You made excuses for a year and then you quit.
That's it for you to just say, oh, he beat me. He only beat me 5 times. He only beat me. And
but that's what they've been reduced to. Think about it. If you're Houston, you're trying to cling to anything for a shard of self-respect. Like, you're trying at, you know, well, we're not as bad as everyone else. You can make the case that you caught it worse than anybody because you were humiliated twice. And when you laid out an excuse for a year, you had the opportunity to atone, and then you blew it even worse.
Without
even
KD.
Worse.
Well, you had the home court last year.
Right.
You were up 3-2.
Right.
And then this year, you did what only one other team has done to Golden State, and that's win 2 straight games on your home court to get back in. And as you mentioned, KD gone, game 5
right.
on a tee. All you have to do is take game 5 and you could end this thing once and for all. But
I'd so much rather be Portland and just get boated three straight times and just be like, eh, what do you want to do? They're great.
Houston had it pretty much dibs where, wasn't it that putt, a gimme putt, you just look at it and say, okay, KD's out, you got this quarter. It's a makeable.
Bob May.
Happy Gilmore.
Right. Bob May.
Just send him home. Just send him home. Kevin Nealon telling him, just send him home. He wants to go home. That's Houston. Walk up and immediately miss the putt.
Wow.
Missed putts brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises. Calls, funerals, texts. Which team honestly took it worse? Did Houston get it worse than OKC? Has Portland gotten it the worst? It's a day of reflection. Anything you want to talk about Warrior related, it's on the table. 888-957-9570. All that coming up. But first, here's Anna with what's coming up on the game.
All right, thanks, Joe. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. The Warriors are headed to their 5th straight NBA Finals.
There's Lillard. He'll fade. He'll fire. It's up. No good. And for the first time in over 50 years, the NBA will see a team go to the finals for 5 straight seasons.
Tim Roy with the call here on 95.7 The Game. Steph Curry and Draymond Green became the first teammates to both record triple-doubles in an NBA playoff game. Where do Steph and Draymond rank among the best pairings in sports? The guys will ask Greg Papa this morning coming up at 8:30. And by sweeping the Blazers, the Dubs now have 9 days off until the NBA Finals. The series will begin on the road either in Milwaukee or Toronto, so we'll be keeping a close eye on the Eastern Conference Finals. But who will be a better matchup for Golden State, and will we see KD and Boogie return for the finals? The guys will discuss and ask former Warrior Tim Hardaway this morning at 9:05. But coming up, Lo Neal gets a funeral in just a bit. So do I, but that's neither here nor there. I'm Anna Kagadaki's on the Bay Area's number one sports station, 95.7 The Game.
Joe Lowendibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Money Spot. One consecutive hour of commercial-free art for you, our NBA Finals-bound listening audience, because we love you and because today is a day of reflection. I mean, good grief. 5 straight trips to the NBA Finals on the precipice of history. Winning 4 titles in 5 years would put you in some rarefied air. The only other teams to do it, the Lakers in the late 40s, early 50s, and the Celtics in the 50s into the 60s. That's it. The only teams to ever post a three-peat, the Lakers and the Bulls. Lakers did it twice, Bulls did it twice. But that's it.
And the Celtics,
The
of
Celtics,
course.
Of course, yes. Too. Yeah, I was looking at the 2 additional teams. Thank you for catching me on that. That's it. You have a chance to be on the all-time Rushmore of all-time NBA franchises. A win in this year's NBA Finals gives your franchise 7 titles. Only 2 teams have more. Like, when you talk about the all-time NFL franchises, you've got the Patriots, you've got the Steelers, you've got the Cowboys and the Niners, the teams that find themselves at the top of the heap when it comes to the most important accomplishment of all, winning championships. You are on the precipice of being number 3. Imagine that. If you're Joe Lacob and Peter Guber, if you're Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, and everybody else involved with this team, Steve Kerr, Bob Myers, all of them, you are on the precipice of being number 3. The Lakers and the Celtics forever have been at the top of the food chain. That's fine. But someone else has got to get close. And the Bulls have always been that team. You are currently tied with the Bulls. We're standing on history. We're living in history. You got to sometimes just take a step back and realize how good you have it. You don't need to throw out stats and have hot takes. Sure, we'll have some funerals today. It's necessary. It's what the show does. But, I mean, you just swept the Trailblazers. They led in that series. They led for 101 minutes. You only led for 83 minutes. I've never seen anything like that before. Like, you could win the series by not winning the most minutes, sure. But to sweep a team while trailing them for 101 minutes, them trailing you 83 minutes, it's mind-boggling to
me. Yeah, and it's really a byproduct of what they've done in the second half defensively more than anything. Because you find yourself down 17, 17, and 18 in three of the games. Obviously, it's going to take some minutes for you to catch up. Once they've gotten leads in these games, they haven't often relinquished it, but again, last night, it took them a while in the second half to get over the hump, to get back in it. And once they got the lead, especially once they got to overtime and they got the lead, Draymond hits the big three, you get the sense that it's over. So you don't have to necessarily lead for the most minutes, just the right minutes.
I would like to take a moment to offer some appreciation for a certain individual in the NBA. He's someone that you've heard of. You heard of him in this series, but you don't hear a lot of him. But he has been on the wrong end of quite a bit for the Golden State Warriors. And I want to give him a round of applause, not in a sarcastic, mocking way, but just in a we see you, we feel you sort of way. We respect and appreciate you. Can I get a round of applause for Rodney Hood, please? Rodney Hood was on the Utah Jazz in 2017, swept out of the playoffs by the Warriors. The next year, Rodney Hood played for the Cleveland Cavaliers, swept out of the playoffs by the Warriors. This year, he played for the Portland Trailblazers, swept out of the playoffs by the Warriors. Poor Rodney Hood is 0-12 against the Warriors over the last 3 years in the playoffs. He's played with three different teams. He has met the same ending in each situation. He has been swept out by these guys. Again, not mocking, just tipping the hat saying, we see you, we can't pretend to understand what you go through, but damn, I mean, damn, this guy, wherever he goes next year, you should sign him because at least it means you're going up against the Warriors.
Yeah, so I imagine he wants to go to the East because the West, the Warriors are going to be here. They're not going anywhere. I think that Rodney Hood, he's a good little player, but I think when you talk about this war, you're talking about, is this this dynasty? And we're talking about what we've been able to witness and what we've been able to see. It's amazing. I mean, we joke around a lot. I know we're going to have our little funerals and all the crap that we do.
Not little.
Crap. It is pretty amazing what we've been able to experience, us, the fans, and these players. And I think Draymond said it best last night when he said, tipped his hat to the organization, tipped his hat to all the different players and the coaching and the staff for having the fortitude and having the know-it-all to say, this is the team that we want. This is the guys we're going to have, even though we're sometimes top heavy, our bench. And Clay, when they did a ceremony, we talked about Jarepko and Bogut and Livingston, all those other guys that they called out. Why? Because it is strength in numbers. Let's face it. Everyone, no one. And now on the text line, everyone was like, oh, the bench, they only go eight deep or seven deep. The rotation is going to be shrunk and it's not going to be hardly any guys. Talked about Cook wouldn't play. Talked about McKinney wouldn't play. And those are the things that every time that Greg Popp and certain guys would come on, I'm like, who are we going to see in the playoffs? Who are going to, that's why I always would ask these questions because If you're around sports long enough, you know there's going to come a time where guys are going to have to step up, guys that you don't think can, guys that you don't think will, guys that you think that, man, when is this guy going to grow up? We're seeing guys right in front of our eyes take steps. Guy we wanted to run out of the building. We didn't want here, coming in back anymore. You saw him, and now you look at the way in which he's playing. He's getting Jordan Bell, getting rebounds, getting it together. Not too late. So just when you're thinking about giving up on guys, just when we think about, man, can this guy, is he going to have a better career here? Is he going to have to go elsewhere to prove himself? And all of a sudden, this team, this nucleus, it took a tragedy. It took something that, you know, that friggin' a guy that everyone didn't want to go down, Cousins, bam, it happened, unfortunately. Bam, it took KD going down. And all these things that happened, What did it force this team to do? It forced this team to grow up. This is their finest hour. This right now, you know, I mean, it's not about the championship. To me, just watching the way this team has come together and the players, Cook and McKinney, playing meaningful minutes, hitting big shots. I think that this team has grown right in front of our eyes this year, especially when it's those other guys, guys that were the outcasts that no one really gave a lot of thought to, have stepped up and stepped up big in meaningful moments.
Well, it speaks to the most important element of winning. If you could only have one thing, there's talent, there's money, there's location, there's so many different things, great scouting departments, of all the elements of team building, of running an organization that you can have, the one thing I'd take above everything else, and it's the one thing the Warriors do better than anyone else, it's culture. It's culture. You cannot win with a bad culture. Look at the Washington Redskins. That's a bad culture. Look at the Cincinnati Bengals. That's a bad culture. Look at the Miami Dolphins. That's a bad culture. That's just football. That's just the tip of the iceberg. Go to the NBA. The Lakers are a bad culture. The Knicks are a bad culture. The Wizards are a bad culture. What are the results you get there? Work your way around in hockey. Work your way around in baseball. The Miami Marlins are a bad culture, all right? You see this everywhere. If you have a bad culture, and it starts at the top with your ownership, you have no chance to win. Pick any sport. Go back through any era. Find me a team with a bad culture that went out and won a title. I will wait all day for that answer. You can't do it. You might find a team that's dysfunctional and has some bad ownership that finds its way to the playoffs, but you don't win. You need the culture. Without that, nothing else is possible. You cannot achieve the max without the culture. This team has a great culture. It starts with ownership. It trickles down to management, to coaching, and to the players. And it fosters that next man up mentality. Sure, at times they have their differences. But this was where you needed Jordan Bell to step up. Alphonso McKinney was playing in freaking Luxembourg. Think about that. He wasn't playing in Italy or Spain or any of the bigger B and C level leagues compared to the NBA in the world. He was playing in Luxembourg. Jordan Bell, as you had said, was written off. Kevon Looney got no takers on the free agent market last year, had virtually nothing out there for him, so he re-signed with the Warriors. And every single one of them in the biggest of spots this year stepped up and did what they could to contribute. Jordan Bell last night gave you 14 minutes. He's 3 of 5 from the floor, 7 points, 2 assists. He's hustling. That's the most important thing. You're going to make mistakes, but he's hustling. I mean, Alphonso McKinney last night, he plays 26 minutes in the Western Conference Finals. This is a guy who wasn't even supposed to be on the team. He's not even supposed to be in the NBA. And then Kevon Looney, very quietly in 29 minutes, 12 points and 14 boards. How huge has he been? How huge has Bogut been? The Steph stuff, the Draymond, the Clay, you're used to it because they're spectacular. They're Hall of Famers. But for the rest of the guys in the big spots to step up, this is why Houston wasn't able to close last year. They faced adversity with Chris Paul and they mailed it in. This year, they had another golden opportunity. They couldn't get it done. There are teams that just don't have the culture. They don't have the mentality. And as a result, they can never get to the top of the mountain. These guys, they're not here again by accident. This is all planned. This is the work that goes in. You're just seeing the results on the court. It's the work behind the scenes that gets you to this point.
And it's the work with all 15, to your point about the organization and what Joe Lacob and Peter Guber have created. They created a structure where they put people in positions to succeed and work, and then they let them do their job, whether it's Rick Welts or Bob Myers or other members of the front office, and it goes down to the coaching staff, whether it's Steve Kerr, Ron Adams, the defensive guru, or Mike Brown, or any of the various assistants. We even heard Draymond Green earlier this week giving credit to the video coordinator who pulled him aside to say, hey, remember, you're going to need these bench guys, stay with them. So in the moment where Jordan Bell misses the dunk, Draymond Green remembers the voice of an assistant who's a second-row guy, by the way. Not even a first-row assistant, a second-row assistant.
Still good seats.
It's great seats, and it's a great impact if you can make it. And because you have a culture where everyone's opinion is valued, everyone can contribute, even a guy like Jacob Evans last night who hasn't played in God knows how long, maybe 3 weeks, he's called upon in the first quarter to come in for Klay Thompson. Get in there, Rook. Even though we haven't played you all year, we have faith that you can go in there and give us at least 3 minutes of what we need, which is what he did. What, he had no points, but he was a plus three. He's out there breaking a sweat.
Whatever. He's taking up. You need guys to take up minutes. At the very least, you're giving someone a rest when you're on the court.
And you needed some people to get a rest, and now Steph Curry gets himself a rest. By the way, second most minutes in his playoff career as he goes 47 and a half minutes in a 52-minute game. So the benefit now is 9 days off for everyone to gear up for whoever. And I was actually wondering about that because, you know, he has the finger. I wonder if he won't be able to get out there and play a round or two. That'll be indicative of whether or not the finger actually is feeling great or not.
I'd spend 9 days going between my bed, a hot tub, and a cold bath. I'd just be doing that for 9 days. And then I'd show up and light up Milwaukee or Toronto for 40 in game one. Oh, you all must have forgot. Oh, you all must have forgot. Trivia time. We've been doing this a little bit lately. You three are on the same team.
Great.
And you're going to have six guesses to work together. Six guesses to work together on the following question. Steph Curry just became the seventh player in NBA history with multiple 30-point triple-doubles in the playoffs. All right? So your criteria is the postseason, and on more than one occasion, two or more occasions in your career, you have posted a triple-double with 30 or more points. Steph did that last night. He went for 37, 13, and 11. He and Draymond became the first teammates in NBA history to post a triple-double in the same playoff game. We'll talk about Draymond in just a bit. Steph did that last night. He became the seventh guy in history to post multiple 30-point triple-doubles in the playoffs. Now, there are 6 other individuals who have done it. You three are working together. You have six guesses. I'm setting the over-under at 3. I think you can get at least halfway there. You can begin whenever you'd like. You can all work together. But, you know, let me know whenever you're ready. And
well, we got to let Lo go first because we've been receiving backlash on this program today about Lo not getting a fair shake. So
well, that's because he always had to go first.
Right. So whatever you want to do, little guy over there.
See, you guys are already fighting each other. You didn't even have your first guess. This is what I'm talking about with culture.
You're saying the culture of this
team
is
the best.
Like we haven't been fighting this whole time for 3 years in this program? Make it seem like this is just a new development.
Under, by the way. Under on 3. Under on 3. So what would you like your first guess to be?
I think Anna wants we want to go with Pippen and Jordan. Is that what you want to go to?
That would be two guesses.
That would be two guesses.
So just Jordan.
Jordan is our traditional first guess, as he's indicated.
You asked, so I just was letting
you. Yeah, no, that's why I asked.
This is just embarrassing. Let me be the first to say I'm embarrassed to be associated with this right now. Michael Jordan is the first guess. Unfortunately, Michael Jordan is incorrect. Your first guess is incorrect. You have 5 more to get at least 3. Your over-under is 3. Players in NBA history with multiple 30-point triple-doubles in the playoffs. Steph became number 7 last night. The other 6 are out there. You get 6 guesses as a team. You guess Michael Jordan, you're wrong. You have 5 guesses to get at least 3 individuals. Who is next?
Anna, can we go with LBJ?
Man, what would you say, Jay?
Yeah, I think that's a great guess, guys. We're going to go with LeBron, Joe.
LeBron James.
Jeez. Yes, you are correct. LeBron James did 12 times. LeBron James is the all-time leader. Yes. He's done this 12 times.
I don't know. It's like, why is it only me?
Work together. We're together. We just gave
that's
a speech
what we
on
have
culture.
Been doing.
No, you haven't.
You kidding me?
She gets one right, and you're all yelling at each other for not guessing it earlier. You got one right. Good job. Good job. Pat each other on the back every now and again. Set an example.
Lead us, Lo. Make sure you have all the wide berth you need here. What else you think, big guy?
AI.
Would you like to turn it over to the group? I'm not sure how this works.
I don't think that
anymore.
He ever got 10 rebounds or 10 assists in the game. I was thinking maybe Magic Johnson.
Magic's a great choice.
We're going to go with Magic, Joe.
I'm with it. Magic.
You are incorrect.
Really?
Magic Johnson did not have multiple 30-point triple-doubles in the playoffs. You are now down to 3 guesses. If you are going to go over, you're going to need to hit on all 3 of these. You may, however, be able to push.
Russell Westbrook's a guy who tends to get a lot of triple doubles. I don't know if that's okay with you, Lo, if we go that direction. If you have any other thoughts in the matter.
You're the worst. You are the absolute worst. You know that?
Who?
You all fail together. You realize that, right?
Of course.
And yet you're not even attempting to work with everybody.
Why would I? Russell Westbrook, coach.
In the attempt to get it right, just to be right, to win the trivia contest, you would think you would want to work together. Why are you trying to tear everyone apart?
Because that's what we do in this program. Because if we do get them right, Lo takes all the credit. If we get it wrong, I take all the blame, and I'm happy with that.
So who are we going with?
Go ahead, Lo.
I'm going to go Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant. That is incorrect. That is incorrect. Kobe Bryant did not have multiple 30-point triple-doubles in the playoffs. As a group, You are now down to two guesses. The best you can do is push now. You cannot go
begging
over the total.
For the push.
This is what happens when you have a bad culture, everybody. Just throwing that out there. When you have a bad culture, this is what happens.
Yeah, I like either your Russell Westbrook or Shaq.
Let's go with Harden.
I think Russell Westbrook is probably the best guess we have right now. We'll go with Russell Westbrook. That's our guess, Joe.
Everyone's good on that. That is correct. Russell Westbrook is one of the individuals. He's done it six times. He's had six 30-point triple-doubles in the postseason. He ranks third all-time. You have one guess left. This is a guess to get to three, which would be a push.
Iverson, Harden.
I was leaning toward Oscar Robertson, but I don't know. Harden and triple-double doesn't strike me as that common. Anna, any last thoughts before we... We pull this out? Pull out the push here, Coach?
Yeah, playing for the push here. High aspirations.
Go for the push.
Let's go, Oscar.
We're going to go with the big O, Joe. Oscar Robertson.
Congratulations, Oscar Robertson. Second all-time. Oscar Robertson, second all-time. He has eight 30-point triple-doubles in the playoffs. In order, the seven players to do it. LeBron James has 12. The Big O has 8. You guessed both of those. You also guessed Russell Westbrook. He has 6. Hard Jim, James Harden, he's got 2. He's on the list as well. Wilt Chamberlain with 2. And also one I don't think anyone would have guessed. I know I would not have guessed it. Old Charles Barkley.
Wow.
Charles Barkley with multiple 30-point triple-doubles. Steph just joined that list with last night's triple-double. Thank you for playing.
Amazing.
Great push. Great push.
We got the push.
We didn't lose.
We didn't lose.
Big round of applause again, please.
We'll do
Three brilliant minds coming together to meet a low threshold.
Working together is a lot harder than you think. That's all I'm going
to
say.
When you immediately try to tear down someone on your team before the first guest, you have no chance.
Before we even walked on the court.
Immediately, the sports books took a ton of money against you the second you came in and fired off a shot at him before the first guest even took place. You're a terrible team player, Dips.
Did you play singles in tennis or doubles?
Doubles. Yeah. Doubles. Really? We fought a lot, though, my partner and I. There was times where the rackets got dropped. Old John Bender. Shout out John Bender. The total mutton Jeff. He was 6'2". I was 4'11".
And you'd be all in his grill. I could see you.
I'd be all in everyone's grill, Coach. We had a couple times where he had to come defend me at the net because I was maybe jaw-jacking a little too hard against Annalie.
You're like little John McEnroe, always mad at everyone. Couldn't do nothing but screaming and hollering.
Yeah, McEnroe was out there winning.
I won, Coach. Trust me.
Thank you. Okay.
The Sonoma County League Championships
McEnroe
on the phone.
A hell of a head of hair.
1984.
You have to keep that in account, too.
And how much hair does he have now, Coach?
I don't know. I haven't seen him lately.
Last time
I saw him was, I think, Curb Your Enthusiasm with the Book of Freaks, where him and Larry David are making everyone uncomfortable at Staples Center.
I used to have the equally curly locks, the orange locks.
You had curly hair?
Nah, straight. Just the imagery was probably pretty good for you there.
All right. We have to do this all throughout the day. We did it in the 6 hour. Now we got to do it in the 7 hour. So... the Warriors win in 4. Everyone on this show made their predictions prior to the series started against Portland. We were all wrong. There are different levels of wrong. We established that earlier. Dibs and I took our beating in the first hour. We had the Warriors in 5. We took our funeral. Anna had the Warriors in 6. Anna was also given an opportunity to bend the knee with the Warriors up 2-0. She chose not to. So, Dibs, I'll give you the honors here since Lo had the honors for us.
Yeah, dearly beloved, it's really shocking when you have someone as solid as Anna Kagadakis unwilling to do what she would love to do, which is bend the knee. A huge Game of Thrones fan. She had an opportunity to pull the plug on what turned out to be a losing take. To think that Portland would win not one, but 2 games against this Golden State juggernaut, quite frankly, it's an ostrich take with a head in the sand. And sadly, your Warriors in 6 take, so wrong. And finally, it will be allowed to
rest in peace.
That's tough.
Man.
Really tough.
Ouch.
Not as tough as the one that's coming in a little while, but it's tough.
I'm not liking the way this...
Took it like a champion, though.
Thank you.
Yeah, good job, Anna.
Good job.
Wow, now I can see the 3 alliances. I feel like I'm on an island. I may be by myself here.
Can you just take a moment to appreciate the class that she showed in taking that ill-timed funeral here at 7:30 in the morning?
Before we
get to you, just maybe appreciate the aplomb and the class with which she handled that.
Oh, come on, Lowell.
He's going to join us at 8:30.
It's just the way this is setting up. You're getting me in, getting ready to set me up for some good
stuff. No, what are you talking about?
Set you up for what? No, you know what's coming. You picked the Warriors in seven. Okay. You're given multiple opportunities to bend
the knee. You can't have the callers utilized. No, we can't go to the phones and let no one start trying to penalize me. We're not doing all this.
Phone lines are open. 888-957-9570. Chilton Auto Body text line's open. 957-95. And while I'm at it, Warrior playoff coverage on 95.7 The Game is presented by Great Clips, proud partner of the Golden State Warriors.
Nailed it, Joe. Great reads right there.
People were so in my Twitter feed last night after that win, and it had nothing to do with Steph, with Draymond. It had nothing to do with basketball. It was just a bunch of Undertaker GIFs, a bunch of people actually found the clip that terrifies you. The clip of the guy who goes to the gang rival's wake, and with the open casket, he live streams it, and he talks trash into the phone, and then he walks up to the casket and slaps the dead body. People found that clip, and they were sending it to me today in honor of you. They know you hate it. They know that's why we call it a casket slap, and they know that that's what you're headed for. And we didn't get it because we picked it in five. We just got the funeral. Anna picked the Warriors in six. Mm-hmm. She was a little bit further off, so she got the funeral and the casket slap. Imagine what you've got in store.
Yikes.
One step further.
But there are levels to this.
But the thing about this, the crazy thing about it is I understood, and yesterday before the game, I wanted to bend the knee. And not just that. You guys could have said.
Not down 3-0. No. There was no way that was happening, and you were told that in advance.
No, you didn't. You guys could have sent me to the wall and just said, okay, live out the rest on the wall. That's what you guys could have did. Instead, no. Want to do this? It's wrong.
You come here trying to bend the knee when you're already down 3-0.
So mercy.
No, this show is not about mercy. There will be no mercy on that. After game one, the opportunity was there. And then after game two, we kind of floated it again. And you kept saying, if they get up 3-0, then give me the opportunity to bend the knee.
That's all.
That's like, let me see the full hand in blackjack, and then I'll decide from the dealer whether or not I want my money back. Like, no. No, you pick seven, you're laying out a scenario where you that's why it's a gamble. We're not going to put you in the most comfortable situation. It's about being uncomfortable and finding ways to make good decisions in tight spots. You were in a tight spot having to make that decision down 1-0, and you thought to yourself, I'm going to ride it out. Then when it got to the most possible level of comfort, that's when you wanted to bend the knee. No one in that show has ever bent the knee in a moment of comfort. You bend the knee when you're forced up against it. You're either going to die or you're going to submit. You make the decision. You wanted the spot where it's like, all right, once you burned down my village, killed my entire army, and you have the sword to my neck, you know what? Yeah, bending the knee sounds great. No, head off. Sorry, Ned Stark. And that's what's happening today. You're going to get Ned Starked.
On a spike. Your take will be put on a spike for all to say.
Kill them all. That's what this show says. Let God sort them out.
Yes. Love it.
Dracarys.
Joffrey Lowe and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game.
Pretty much.
It really is Joffrey.
Yeah, see, now I just checked my Twitter feed. 4 seconds ago, I got another one of this guy slapping this dead body. And this is very troubling. This shouldn't be something I'm laughing at.
Oh, my God. Chris at Oakland. Rest in peace, Lowe. I mean, these people.
A take like, you know, Warriors in seven deserves to be hit upside the head. It's just so laughably incorrect.
This guy goes to a wake and live streams it and then slaps the body while he's screaming and yelling.
So wrong.
Imagine that happening. That's tough. Tough way to go out. Well, could be worse. Could be Portland. Got swept out.
12-1, you said, in this five-year run?
Here's the rundown. I'm going to give you the complete breakdown. 5 years of postseason play. This is what the Raptors or the Bucks, a new entrant into the Warrior playoff pool, has to look forward to starting next Thursday night when game one of the NBA Finals gets underway. 5 years of playoffs, the breakdown is as such. Versus Utah, 4-0. Versus Portland, 12-1. Versus the Spurs, 8-1. Versus the Pelicans, 8-1. Versus the Rockets, 16-7. Versus Cleveland, 15-7. Versus the Clippers, 4-2. Versus Memphis, 4-2. Versus Oklahoma City, 4-3. Total during that playoff run of 5 years, 75 wins, 24 defeats. That's a winning percentage of 75%. Scoring differential of plus 817, which divided over those 99 games, the Warriors are outscoring the opposition by an average of 8.3 points per game. People, this is the playoffs. It's featured opposition like James Harden, an MVP, Russell Westbrook, an MVP, Kevin Durant, an MVP, LeBron James, an MVP, Damian Lillard, who according to reports is expected to sign a four-year, $191 million Supermax contract this offseason. That report is out there right now. I mean, you name it. You name it. They've all gotten cracked. Like, you come at the king, you best not miss. 30 road victories, the most ever in a five-year playoff span, five trips to the finals. That's where we are today. Now we got to figure out what to do between now and next Thursday.
It's incredible.
They got a lot of rest. They handled their business, and now they get more than a week for everybody to rest. Iguodala should be good to go. It seems like that injury, it was precautionary last night.
Right.
You give him a full week, he should be good. How do you think it's going to play out for Durant? Do you think this is going to be enough time that he'll be ready to go at some point during the playoffs? And Boogie Cousins as well.
I think you're going to see on Thursday when the updates are released on both that both will be cleared for some basketball activity. And that's just my guess. If we get to Thursday and KD still isn't cleared and they say it's going to be another week until we reevaluate, well, then all of a sudden that's game one. A week from Thursday would be game one. So between now and this Thursday, that's really the next big piece of, quote, news that will come out. I think you're right about Iguodala. If last night was game seven, you get the sense that he would have played in any series, in any situation, but obviously precautionary for game four. I think that Durant is more likely than DeMarcus Cousins to come back in the NBA Finals, although by some reports it seems like Cousins might be, quote, further along in his rehab. I think because his injury was worse, that KD's more likely to come back.
I hope some way Boogie can just get onto the court for a few minutes at some point to say he played in the finals, and then the Warriors go on to win, and he gets that ring. He played a role. It may not have been a huge role throughout the course of the season, but it was unfortunate that the original injury cost him all that money. He took a cheap deal to come here. He rehabbed. He was playing well. He was working hard. He's a good teammate. It's really sad to see what happened, but I'd love it. Love it if he could just get a couple minutes at some point in the finals at a minimum. Then they go on to win, and he gets his ring. That would be a great year for Boogie Cousins, all things considered.
It would be, and I think this 9 days is great for the Warriors, and I think last night you got to see a team that just gutted it out. There's a team last night that it looked as if, you know, you saw Portland hanging around. Portland was trying to say, look, we're not going to get motorboated in the third, no Dubcom three, and they held it to the fourth. But you just saw the Warriors say, we want this rest. Warriors needed this rest. This is big for the Warriors. And they knew it was big, and that's why you saw Steph play more minutes last night than he's played. 47, played in third and fourth and overtime, didn't come off the court. This was a game that there was all hands on deck. Guys stepped up, guys played. You saw McKinney. It's interesting watching McKinney because he goes so, I mean, he's so long, he falls. I mean, he got crossed over one time and just went down.
Literally
he got,
put him on the ground.
Oh, my.
He hit the deck.
He laid him down. But you see sometimes his legs just, you know, get out of whack at times. But you just saw the
fight. Like a baby horse trying to walk for the first time.
Yes, it's exactly.
Shout out Secretariat. It's a good movie.
He does. Sometimes he look a little awkward out there, but just his heart, his jumping ability, the rebounds that he was able to do, Looney, all these guys. That last night was very, very special. I think this is big for the Warriors, just the rest that they're going to be able to get. 9 days, you think about how many minutes that Steph's been logging, what he's had to do. This guy's had to play big, Joe. 37 points, you talked about the numbers that he's made.
37, 13, and 11 last night. That's incredible. We barely mentioned it today because we're so used to it. We're so spoiled with this guy.
13 rebounds.
But he's a mirage. Greatest mirage of all time. It didn't actually happen. It's a mirage.
13 rebounds. He's in there getting 13 rebounds. The guy's getting 11. I mean, you think about it. But the amount of
the Windex game for Steph last night. He was cleaning glass.
He was cleaning glass. But the time that he's logging, he needs this rest because the East is tough. And I think this 9 days is going to help this team and serve them well.
What do you think last night meant for Milwaukee and Toronto? They're obviously watching, but they see the series end. They see it end without Iguodala, without Durant, without Cousins. They know the Warriors are now getting 9 days. The only thing hurting the Warriors right now is the injuries, right? They get 9 days to get ready. You're looking up. You're thinking, man, Milwaukee, best case. Best case has to go 2-0. They got to win tonight and then win in 2 days, and they can wrap it up. Maybe Toronto doesn't allow that to happen. You think both are watching that going, damn, not only is it the Warriors, but they're already in the ring waiting for the next round.
It's come on, Portland. That's the reaction. Because
get one.
Just get one. You forced overtime. So already that's what you want if you're Milwaukee and Toronto, because you know you've played overtime already in the series. So you're thinking, fine. We don't expect Portland to win the series, and only a fool would think that this series would go seven games. But the fact that you got to overtime, and win the game, because then Golden State has to come home and they have to play another game. So if you're watching that, it's, come on, Portland, win one game.
They had a 15-point or greater lead in three straight games. That's never happened in the playoffs before. No team has ever come back from three consecutive 15-point deficits. Just another one to put up in the column of great stats that we'll only talk about for 10 seconds because we're on to the next one. The Chilton Auto Body text line, 95795 from the 831. Joe, slap low with a dead fish. What? That's Eric in the 831.
Yeah, because you guys started, and then Dibs.
I don't want to slap you with a dead fish.
In that shot that he fired, he didn't think no one caught that. Only a fool. I caught that, Dibs, that drive-by. That's a little drive-by. Only
it's crop dusting.
Doobie Brothers, what a fool believes.
Yeah. Well, only a fool think they would go 5-2. At any rate, you look at what are they thinking over there.
Good try
on
the counterpunch. I slipped that weak jab.
Anyway, in the East, what they're thinking is like, man, Toronto's thinking, God, we need to win. We need to think about ourselves, because they can't be thinking like Milwaukee's like, dude, let's get this win, and now we just need to close at home. Milwaukee's in that mode. Toronto's in the mode of let's extend this. And Milwaukee's looking like, man, can we get this win to try to get a couple days rest, to try to do something, because they've seen what happened. Both those teams are watching, seeing what the Warriors are doing, but they got bigger fish to fry, and that's one another. So I'm excited to watch this game even tonight.
People are on the Chilton Auto Body text line texting in eulogies for you. Some are suggesting 9 days of mourning for the upcoming funeral that everyone's asking about. Probably going to happen in the next 20 minutes or so. It will happen. I'll say it'll happen before our next commercial break, which is a little while from now. So you just hang tight. We'll get to it. But, man, 9 days of mourning is kind of nice. That really doesn't happen for a lot of people. 9 days of mourning, how long do we mourn presidents and world
leaders? I don't think presidents lie in state for 9 days.
It's pretty good, low. That's some upside.
Well, and that take wasn't presidential. Sorry, Anna.
No. We usually do memorial services after the first 40 days. So you do like a 40-day. So instead, we can just cut it to
who
nine.
Who does that?
That's the orthodox way of doing it. So once somebody...
We. She's speaking the we.
I'm like, who's we? Earth?
Or we, what the are Greek we talking orthodox.
About here? So the orthodox way is after 40 days, you hold service?
You do a service. To after 40 days.
Where's the service?
At the church.
You got to go back to church what? Again?
Mm-hmm. Then do it.
That's a pass. That's a hard pass.
It's a long
that's
time like, to keep
many,
that body in the fridge,
how many trips
too.
To... Wait, yeah. Has the body been buried at that point?
Yeah. They've been buried at that point.
So you just go back to church and have another ceremony?
Prayer for them, yeah. That's when they...
Seems like it'd be better if you just had a catered event and kind of celebrated the life rather than go back to church. It's so formal.
Nothing like bringing back old sadness, too. Remember 6 weeks ago when old Jimmy died? Well, let's just revisit this one more time.
You got to get all dressed up to do it, too. I'd imagine you got to look
go
nice.
To church, yeah.
Got to be on a weekend, too. God forbid it's week 9 in the NFL. Oh, that's right. What's his face? Died 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's a hard pass. Lo, you're not getting that. I'm not showing up 40 days from now.
I'll dress up nice.
Dress nice to talk about this again.
You maybe 40 minutes. We'll wait. I don't know about 40 days.
That's a pass, too. That's going to be a pass as well for me.
Oh my God.
I want to really live and enjoy the moment. Now, if the moment lasts for 40 days, like if the Orthodox, you had a 40-day funeral, that would be something.
That'd be pretty intense.
That would really get people's attention. Like if you would want to take your religion to the next level, you need something like that. It's like the guys at Fox Sports with the ridiculous takes. You say something ridiculous and everyone takes notice. As a religion, if you're trying to get above the other side of Catholicism, or if you're trying to get past, what's number two? I believe... I'm going to misspeak, so I'm not even going to try. But if you want to get to 1.7, 1.8 billion, a 40-day funeral, that would be something right there. Morbid, yes, but it'll catch your attention.
I see you out there, 707, low clap back, bro. It's not necessarily about clapping back. It's just about laying it out. And everyone wants to funeralize me. And here's the thing that I just want the good people out there and you guys to really, really think about this. I was the one talking about, hey, what the bench is going to have to do and how they're going to play well. I was the one that's been kind of this guy who's been kind of galvanized and saying, hey, you guys never know. This is what can happen. This is what these guys are going to do. Why are these guys going to do that? I'm the one who started where, listen here. You guys got to realize they didn't have to play great. Now they have to because KD's not out. You're going to see this happen. People are saying, well, what have we seen to see that it's going to happen? We haven't seen it. We've seen what these guys can do. They're a gas fire. And everyone was saying all these different things. I was standing on the mantle. I was standing on the mantle saying, no, you'll see, because now they have to. They didn't have to do it. Now, because he's out, these guys are going to have to step up. And I said, you'll see, Steph, all these guys play better. I'm the one that was doing that. And now for you guys want to behead me, slap me, milkshakes, eggs, all the things that want to go through and all the things that you guys are trying to do to me today. This to me is crazy. It's crazy. Yeah, I was wrong. I said seven games, so I missed it. I thought Portland had a rabbit foot. You think about the guy, they got guys injured. They were able to win the first series. The second series, they go to Denver, playing a number two seed, able to win in seven. All I was saying is it seemed as if Portland had this rabbit foot that they were just trying to survive. They had seemed like faith on their side. So I thought, okay, this is going to be a good series. That was my reason. But I also lifted up the Warriors and said the Warriors are going to win this.
Yeah, I'm going to cut this off because you're also the guy last year who said Durant was going to leave. Durant's back. You're also the guy that's been telling us all year Durant's going to leave. You've been telling us about LeBron and the Lakers all year right up until they fell apart, then that stopped. You've been telling us about how they can't win without Boogie. When you say galvanize and stand on the mantle, you have said some positive things about them, yes. You've
what's
also
negative
said quite
about
a
Durant?
Bit of other things.
Tell me, Joe, what's negative about Durant leaving?
If you are a Warrior fan, do you want to hear that?
Is that negative, though?
No,
it's
not. Answer my question because you
want to. You don't want to hear it, but you know what the truth is. I also said Durant was going to be here. When
But you said it last year. But you said he was gone last year and it was wrong.
Okay.
Then you started doing it again this year. So when people come at you for that and you get upset, they wonder why. That's why they come in waves, because you went at them about one of their top players leaving. It ended up being wrong, and then immediately the next year it started again. Maybe he does leave. As fans, they don't necessarily want to hear that. That's the point. They want to hear about their team kicking butt. They want to hear about their team sweeping the Blazers. They want to hear about how good they are, because that's what they are. They are that good. So that's why they come in the waves. Now, yeah, you've made points about guys on the bench standing up, rising up, doing what they need to do. But the big funeral's coming because of the big takes surrounding it as well. It's a big moment. Embrace it. It doesn't need to be such a bad thing. This is why the greatest funerals are the ones where the rich guys leave money so that there can be the open bar and the big celebration of life. That's what you should be thinking about.
I don't know if I just still don't want to embrace it because I'm about love. I want to be loved. That's all. So it's fine if we have to do it, but that's where I'm at.
A lot of times you receive what you give back. And so when you
give love,
yes, you also give out such things as KD's leaving, they can't win without DeMarcus, Warriors in seven, etc., which from a Warrior fan, and I have been one now for the better part of some 5 decades, it doesn't feel like
five
love.
5 decades, jeez.
I'm 50-plus years old. I can't say I was a fan as a newborn, so I've probably been a fan for 4 decades, probably
still
closer
impressive
to the truth. And I need to correct something from earlier. I said that these 5 finals appearances, it's the first time in, I think I said, 40 years since they've been to 5 straight playoffs. Actually, you have to go back to the 1950s for the last time that the Warriors made the playoffs 5 consecutive times. Before this run.
And that's not winning in the playoffs, that's just getting to the playoffs.
Appearing is what that
is. And you didn't even have 30 teams back then.
The first 6 years of the franchise in the late 40s, early 50s, they made the playoffs. And since then, until this run, they had not made the playoffs 5 consecutive years. So as we add perspective and we get away from Lowe's, quote, love, which is not love at all, it's just daily trolling, we get back to appreciation, Joe, which is, you mentioned it, 30 road wins in this run, 21 straight road series with a victory, and now 5 straight appearances in the finals. So we can easily move past the negative and dwell on the positive.
And I'll bring something positive up that you've talked about, too. You've talked about Kevon Looney. You were banging the drum last year for Kevon Looney to get a big contract. Now, it didn't necessarily happen, but that doesn't mean you weren't hyping up a player who turned out to be very important to this team, not only in the past, but in this playoff series and this playoff run. Steve Kerr, after last night's game, talking about Alphonso McKinney and Kevon Looney and their performances in this series against Portland.
Well, I think they've both been fantastic all year. You know, Looney has become one of our foundational pieces. He does this every single night. And I think one thing that we've seen in almost every series is as the game goes on and players get tired, Loon gets more and more rebounds. He just has a knack for the ball, really long arms, great feel for the game. And so his rebounding, I think he had 14 tonight, bunch of offensive boards. Really a big key for us. And then, you know, without Andre, we needed every ounce of effort from Alfonso. And up 3-0, you know, going into tonight. So when we went overtime, we just decided let's give Zoe the minutes, and he came through in a big way.
Steve Kerr, last night after the win, speaking about Alfonso McKinney and Kevon Looney. Looney's someone you've been high on for quite some time. The focus of the offseason, Durant, Klay Thompson, do you try to do something a year early with Draymond Green? What are they going to do with Kevon Looney? What happens there?
I think Looney has proven himself, and I think that Steve Kerr alluded to it. He just said this guy's became a staple here. He's became a part of our moral fabric in the foundation. And I think McKinney's still, you know, the verdict's still out. Here's a guy, though, that went in, is giving you effort and hustle play. And that's what those things that you can't necessarily teach, the hustle and the effort and all those different things. That is, comes from within. And Looney, he continues to just improve and continue to battle in there amongst the trees, especially when it comes to rebounding. You saw this guy last night in double-digit rebounding. He's giving the Warriors second and third chances at other shots because his continued to compete and fortitude to say, you know what, I'm getting this. The want-to that Looney's showing and exhibiting, I think that this guy is going to be a Warrior. I don't think the Warriors let him go in there with a free agent or not. I think he loves it here. He loves being here. The guy is a Warrior through and through. Very, very happy for the young man. You have to be, especially all the things that he's been through, the injuries, and seeing how hard this guy has worked. And now is a main staple on this team. The minutes that he's playing, love Looney. Love
you
the guy.
You are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1, KGMZ San Francisco, a radio.com sports station. Good morning and welcome to your 8 o'clock hour of Joe Lowe and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. It is outstanding to have you with us today. Greg Papa will join the show at 8:30. Tim Hardaway, Warrior legend, in a little over an hour at 9:05. We're going to get to some phone calls in just a moment, but back on the point about Looney. If it's the Bucks in the NBA Finals, Giannis is 6'11". Ilyasova is 6'10". Pau Gasol is 7 feet tall. Brook Lopez is 7 feet tall. Mirotic is 6'10". Then there's DJ Wilson and Christian Wood, who you won't see, but they're both 6'10". This is a big, big lineup. Warriors can go small and they can sprint down the floor, sure, but Milwaukee can sprint. Milwaukee can move at a fast pace. Milwaukee shoots a lot of threes. Milwaukee shoots a lot of points. They've got a massive set of California Redwoods in their den.
And they can play, quote, small in certain ways, whether it's Middleton and Brogdon, and Giannis is obviously part of that, quote, small lineup with Bledsoe, and you can throw in Lopez as well as a big who can shoot the three. So from a matchup standpoint, they present interesting problems for Golden State on both ends, primarily when the Warriors are on the defensive end, because you named all those guys, all those seven-footers, who can get to the offensive glass then. So you'll need Kevon Looney to be able to defensive rebound. And last night, Kevon Looney with a solid game on the D glass. He had 8-6 on the offensive end. Those will be harder to come by against Milwaukee. It's defensive rebounding, and it's doing it as a team. But it'll be interesting to me if they do face Milwaukee, how that small lineup will do against a Milwaukee small lineup that is as long and as active as they are.
Some of those guys are banged up, so you're not going to have to face every single one of them. But the point remains, it is a big lineup when it wants to be a big lineup, especially when your star scorer can shoot some threes on occasion. Giannis isn't a great three-point shooter, but at 6'11", it's tough to defend. If you want to get an idea of what you could be in for starting next Thursday, should Milwaukee go on to win the series, watch how Toronto is defending him. He loves to try to penetrate to the rack. Toronto's defensive philosophy has been to sell out and prevent that. So you're seeing Giannis kick it out quite a bit. It's part of the reason why Milwaukee's shooting more than 40 threes a game in this series. You will see them jack up threes like you've never seen before. And I'm talking about to a Houston level, maybe even more so. Giannis penetrates it. If it's not there, he kicks it out and it's an open look. When they knock him down, you're in big, big trouble. When they don't, you put yourself in a position like Toronto has, where you could have won two games. You did come away with one. Warrior playoff coverage on 95.7 The Game, presented by Great Clips, proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Greg Papa will join us at 8:30. Let's take some calls. We haven't done that for a while. Adam in San Francisco. Let's start right there. Adam, thank you for the phone call. Welcome to the show. Floor is yours. Fire away.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everybody. You know, one thing that I haven't heard many people talking about is the fact that pretty much the Warriors, that the Steph's incredible run here this last series and the end of the Houston series, is because he's rested. He let KD carry the load, carry the first two series, and then has just taken over. You look at the guys in the rest of these series.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.